Hello!
Hey, Cass.
Hey, Kim. So we don't have an intro right now because for some reason it got deleted off of the computer, the file that I would use to go, hey, everybody, welcome to the Curio Podcast. I don't remember what we said. But so we're going to like just do an intro.
Okay.
So like this is the Curio Podcast.
Yeah.
And we'll try another one next week. And another outro next week. We'll do an outro at the end. You'll be surprised.
It's going to be exciting.
So listen to our podcast and subscribe and all that. Bullshit. I don't know.
You can find Curio Podcast all kinds of places. If you're listening now, you've already found it. Yeah.
You're cool.
You're in like Flynn.
So we're back from our trip. We already released the notes from the road trip.
Road notes.
We were just speaking before the microphones went on about Kim losing her, well, actually her credit card being stolen by a gas station tweaker. But it all worked out in the end. And
did.
A journal that she thought was lost was actually at home. So it's a happy ending to the story
of
our road trip.
It is a happy ending. And maybe I need Prevagen.
What's Prevagen? Oh, I've seen this commercial. It's for like brain stuff.
It's for old
brains.
What's
your favorite joke about ginkgo biloba, Doug?
I don't remember it.
What
is it?
That's it. You always say, I keep thinking I need to take ginkgo biloba, but I keep forgetting to take it.
Oh, that's right. That's the brain one.
Right. To help your memory.
I don't remember
to take it. So, what's our topic for this week, Kimmy?
We're going to talk about what our forefathers couldn't have imagined.
Goddamn white guys, man.
Oh my God.
So we're on the road and we heard that the bill to make DC a state passed the House. It's now in the hands of the Senate.
Very, very exciting.
We were really excited. Not that I think anything's going to come of it, but
so
Republicans
dumb.
Right away started in with the forefathers didn't envision this.
They didn't intend for it to be a state. Well, just cordon off the mall.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Well, what should happen?
Right.
So Kim and I, in our way, not that I remember any of it, but we were talking about all the things the forefathers couldn't have envisioned.
Yeah, we just started reeling off things.
Which we did a lot on our trip.
Yeah.
But we didn't remember anything because we're menopausal.
Right. And yeah.
But I did write down, podcast idea, things our forefathers could not have envisioned. Because I knew I would have forgotten it. And even at that, I was like, well, what were we talking about? What was the impetus for us talking about that? It was DC statehood.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any final notes about the trip?
Oh my gosh. It was fabulous. It was, we ran away from home.
We did it.
It was awesome.
We didn't have a plan and we got to Monument Valley and said, fuck it, we're staying one more day.
Let's stay one more night. We like walked into our hotel room and looked at each other and we're like, yeah.
And I said, you know, Kim, we don't have a plan. We could stay here one more night. And you were like,
that's what I was going
to
say.
I was going to say that. And I called the front desk to the little native, they're normal sized people, the Navajo ladies down there at the front desk. And I said, is this room available for one more night? And she said, why, yes, it is. And we were like, yes! Little did we know there was no alcohol on the reservation.
And all we had was some old beer. Oh.
And weed. We were running out, though. Cheers!
Cheers.
We have alcohol now.
Woohoo!
This is gin and vodka mixed with...
Gin and vodka?
Oh, yeah. Mixed mixed with lime juice and cucumber and mint. It tastes
so
a little
good.
Like a mojito.
So refreshing.
And we've been sitting here talking so long with Doug that I'm already a little buzzed. So when we come back, let's take a break. When we come back, name that drink, Kimmy.
Oh, the gecko belly.
The gecko belly. Vespa approves. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about things the forefathers couldn't have envisioned. Paper?
I do.
All right.
I pooped out some ideas.
You and your poopy ideas.
Come on, Vespa, let's go inside.
All right, let's talk about the forefathers and DC statehood, shall we?
Oh my gosh, I hope DC makes it.
They've been trying since the beginning. I saw there was a woman who is she was born in DC, an African-American woman. Her parents were born in D.C. Her grandparents, her great-grandparents were slaves in the area. They helped build the federal buildings. And she said, no one in my family has ever had representation in this country because her whole family lineage has been in D.C.
Wow.
Anyway, let's talk about things the forefathers could have never imagined, Kimmy.
Oh, I have a big, long list.
Me too! You go first. You do one, and then I'll do one, and then we'll go back and forth.
Okay. All right. Well, the first one is automatic assault rifles.
Oh.
In the hands of citizens, and then citizens who kill each other.
That
was
God.
Not within their...
Their grasp.
Yeah. Why would citizens...
We've done a show on what the Second Amendment really means. All right, my first one, it's a long one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Surround sound for a TV that is streaming a talking movie over a wireless network.
Woo!
They could have never imagined Netflix in my living room.
Nope.
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 Not even.
Not even close.
Mm-mm.
The rapid fire information thing, how quickly. When was the election called, like, originally? It was in March, right? Because it took that long to count the votes and then share the information. Okay, my second one is Twizzlers.
Wait, there was candy back then.
Right, but not Twizzlers.
Are you sure? There had to have been licorice somewhere in the world at that time.
But did it have a hole in the middle?
That I don't know.
You could use for a straw at the movies?
We should check our computer devices to see.
Dun, dun, dun.
My second one is a black president.
Ooh, big one.
Because they couldn't even imagine people of African descent voting, let alone becoming president, even though...
Or owning anything or getting paid or...
We'll get into that later. What's your next one?
Prepackaged food.
Good one, Kimmy.
It's one of my favorite things.
My friend Kelly and I were talking about, like, plastic, like, because it was a...
Oh, that's number four.
It was an issue on our trip because every time I had to make coffee and wanted a pack of sugar, I had to open a new plastic thing with another plastic straw in it. And I was getting upset at all the plastic waste.
There's so much plastic.
And we were talking about that, like, if you really had the intention of living, like, a... mostly plastic-free life, like, that would take a lot of work.
A lot of work.
A lot.
Paul and I decided once we were going to do that, and we sat down intending to figure out how to do it, and we couldn't.
In our modern society.
It broke us. It was like, well, what do we use for dish soap? Where do we get, Dr. Bonner's, it comes in plastic. Oh, yeah, what about shampoo? What about Bactine? What about Band-Aids? What about...
Right, everything.
I mean, everything.
I have a bamboo toothbrush right now that I fucking hate. I was like, I'm gonna do it. I don't want any more plastic in my mouth.
Yeah.
I got the bamboo toothbrush and I fucking hate it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, my next one, ATMs.
Ooh.
A machine that gives you money.
Oh. I have a similar thing on my list, but it's farther down.
All right, what's your next one, though?
Pokemon.
Pokemon, like the cartoon, the cards, the whole phenomenon.
The whole thing.
It is really weird.
Yeah. The whole obsession.
All right, my next one, you might have this one on your list, I'm not sure. Flight/space travel.
Oh, yes, I do have those. I've got those.
I put them on the same line.
Women voting.
Yeah, I have that one later on, but yes, of course. They never intended for us. They might have put all men are created equal. Actually, they put all men are created equal, even though they didn't believe that at the time. They didn't even put women in there.
Oh, no.
They never intended us to own property or vote or nothing.
No. Have bank accounts, drive.
No.
Nothing.
All right, ready?
Yep.
The Grand Canyon.
Ooh!
We hadn't expanded westward yet. They didn't know what was over here.
No!
They hadn't seen any... They hadn't seen any of the national... There was no national parks, A. B, they hadn't seen the glory of the west side of this country.
Right!
The Grand Canyon is fucking majestic, and they had no idea it was there.
Yellowstone.
No idea.
There are three places like Yellowstone on Earth? There's a handful
right.
of Yellowstone-like places on Earth. I'll guarantee none of them saw it, any of the other ones.
13 colonies.
Okay. Women being as smart as men. In quotes, as smart as men.
You know, I had started to rewatch the John Adams documentary, the biopic.
Oh, yeah, you were talking
Paul
about
Paul Giamatti
that.
Or whatever. Yeah. And they actually, well, I mean, this was a retelling of the story, but his wife was pretty much, and the historical record bears this out, his wife was one of his main advisors.
Uh-huh.
And he was an architect for this system that we live under. So.
So maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe, but.
They couldn't admit that.
They couldn't have admitted it.
Right.
But. People knew that she was the brains, well, part of the brains behind the operation. All right, ready?
Ready.
Mini skirts.
Oh my God, that's scandalous. Mini skirts.
Mini skirts.
Hot pants, go-go boots, bikinis.
Half shirts, midriff bearing half shirts.
Ooh.
Women in pants.
In pants, yeah.
Men in skirts.
Well, we weren't allowed to wear pants once. That's so fucked up. That's so ridiculous. Oh, no. On that note, Nordstrom's. Going to a big store to buy clothes.
Oh. Just mass-made clothes in general.
Right.
You had to make your own or get them made for you.
Yeah.
And your one outfit had to last a while.
A while. For realsies.
But they were quality made back then and tailored to your body, usually, if you could afford it. But I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Consumerism.
Right. Could you imagine just, like, what they would do at the mall? They'd be like, oh. That's what I do at the mall.
We should reference Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh.
All right. My next one. A nuclear or atomic bomb.
Oh, that's on my list, too. Yeah.
They couldn't have imagined weapons of war like that. That would be so, not only just deadly to humans, but deadly to the planet.
Well, pardon me. I need to breathe. When I was thinking about this,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that struck me was, could they have imagined that somebody would want to build something that could destroy the planet? Like,
did they even have an understanding of what the planet was? I mean, I know they did, but it wasn't all explored. They didn't know how deep the oceans were or how biodiversity works or how the systems...
Right.
I mean,
interconnected everything is and how important things like.
But they couldn't have imagined that scale of destruction, except for volcanoes. They knew about volcanoes and that level of destruction from an explosion, basically.
They knew about the plague.
Right.
but for humans to create something that would destroy the world, like, would they be like, that's fucking dumb?
Who knows? Were they power hungry enough to think, well, we should be the first ones to do it then?
I don't know. I don't want to think so, but...
What's your next one, Kimmy?
Let's see. You got that one, that one, that one. Aliens.
Oh.
I don't know that aliens were a thing back then.
Huh.
They never talked about aliens.
No, but they had their gods and rituals and...
Right, but... They also believed that...
Well, they didn't even understand flight. There was no such thing as flight. There wasn't even a hot air balloon yet.
Right.
So the idea that a being from another planet could fly in was probably not even something that would work its way into their brains, right?
Yeah, I mean, how cognizant of space were they? They knew that there was a sun and a moon and stars, you know, the basics, but I don't know if they... knew back then just how vast the universe is.
Well, they didn't know how vast it was. But Galileo had already invented the telescope. And
right.
So there was an understanding that there were other bodies in the, at least the galaxy. They knew that much.
Right. But they were also, you know, the Bible was kind of the
right
authority in ancient history.
Sorry.
Well, in their world, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't have... Did they know about dinosaurs even? I don't know.
They must have.
I don't know.
We should have looked that up.
They had all kinds of weird, you know, boogeymen beliefs, trolls and...
Right.
And...
fairies and, yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, but... I don't know. I don't know if aliens were anything they could...
That would be interesting to look into. If there's, like, literal...
Hello, cocktail!
If there are references in the literature or a historical record somewhere of someone talking... I know the show Ancient Aliens that my mom and Doug like talks about that, but I'm not sure for reals if there is... any reference to aliens. That would be an interesting thing to look into. All right, my next one. Chemotherapy.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
Like, did they understand what cancer was and that it could be killed? No.
No. Their medical knowledge was,
like,
not great.
Bleed a person.
Leeches.
Mm-hmm.
God,
humors.
Phrenology.
Phrenology, yeah.
Yeah, we're both touching our
heads. Both.
Phrenology.
We remember this word.
Ooh.
Cocktails.
Cocktails.
And cocktails. What's your next one?
Pornhub.
Can you imagine? I like that you didn't even do internet. You just went straight to Pornhub.
Well, it was like...
Here's your introduction to the internet, George Washington.
They didn't
Porn.
Have, they didn't have photographs back then. They had Mm-mm. pictures and they had prostitutes. But to think that somebody could just totally immerse themselves in porn for as long as they wanted. I mean...
What a weird idea.
Isn't that crazy?
Your brain works good.
Well, I don't know about that.
My next one relates to the last one kind of along the medical thing, but heart transplants.
Oh, yeah.
There were no organ transplants.
No.
No, not until like the 1950s or something.
I wonder how their religion would have informed those ideas, too. Back to like aliens and
right.
trading body parts with other people and...
Well, I mean, you can look at the like the Christian scientists. They don't use doctors.
Right.
They don't get a guy that I used to work with, his mother was a healer in the Christian Science religion, and he was brought up in that religion, and I was doing some body work on him once. He was a bicyclist, a cyclist. And he had a giant scar. And he's like, can you work on the scar? Because the kind of body work I did would work with collagen and elastin and stuff. So I'm working on the scar, and he starts to get emotional and just starts talking about it, which is what happens a lot with that kind of body work. And he said, my mother was a Christian Science healer.
Sorry to sniff.
And my appendix burst, and she wouldn't take me to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And at the time, this was like 20 years ago, 15, 10 years ago, 10 years ago. Anyway, he was in his 60s at the time, so this was a long time ago. And he said, my dad realized I was about to die, and he went against my mother and took me to the hospital. And there was emergency surgery. I almost died. And that's what that scar is from.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was still alive at the time that I was working on him. And he said she's still a healer in the Christian Scientist.
Even though her son almost died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So those are the people that, you know, they won't get blood transfusions or
vaccines.
Based on the Bible.
Right.
But if you really believed in God, wouldn't you believe that a God would make humans smart enough to invent these things?
I was talking to Paul about this last night, in fact. We found out that a couple of his work associates, not in his job, but associates in a different business,
in the same industry,
are anti-vaxxers.
Oh, no.
They're not going to get the vaccine. And I said, you know, I'm like horrified and going, you can't hang out with them anymore. anyway, so I said, what's behind this? Like, why? And he said, I didn't know. I didn't get into it with them. And I know that they're Christians. And I said, so do you think it's because they're Christians? And he said, I don't understand why that would have anything to do with it, because if you look at the history of medicine, it came out of the church.
Yeah.
And so he,
science, art, a lot of things came
starts
out of the church.
regurgitating all this stuff to me, and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that, you know, names, dates, places, and all this other stuff. And I said, and I've been saying this all along, I'm like, so maybe God's gonna keep them safe by providing them with science and smart people?
Exactly.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Knock, knock. Anyone home? Oh, so pissed when I found that out.
All right, what's your next one, Kimmy?
LSD.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
They would have understood, though, like an altered mind from alcohol and...
Right.
They had cannabis. It wasn't illegal back then.
Right.
Tobacco.
Laudanum. Opium.
Yeah, they had opium, all that stuff. So they could understand an altered state, I think.
Yeah. But not psychedelics.
Right.
I mean, if they had encountered Indians who were using peyote.
Right.
Maybe. But when they first got here, I don't think they could have imagined that.
Interesting.
Although I have read, and this was a while later, that the Salem witch trials, some of the women that they tried may have gotten into some rotten wheat with ergot on it.
Right.
And that caused hallucinations and some wacky behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just, you know, burned.
There is
the
another
stake.
Theory that the women that they were putting on trial, their husbands had died. And...
Oh, they didn't want them to.
They didn't
have
want them
the...
to have property or control of the farm or whatever, and so they would kill them and take their land.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, my next one is women voting and women owning anything.
Yep, yep. I have genetically engineered anything, including clones, like Dolly the sheep.
Oh,
scary.
They would have understood crop. Cross-pollinization, things like that.
Right, right. And yeah, propagating plants and that kind of stuff, but not...
Not full-on cloning, no.
Yeah.
Or
genetically engineering things that are already, you know, just as they are.
Right.
Messing around with the genes.
I guess they, also, like, would they understand, like, walking into a grocery store? There would have been like mercantiles or like little markets or something, but like a grocery store where you can only buy two types of tomatoes or one type of banana. Had they ever had a banana? Like, I don't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Did they know what a mango was?
What is their scope?
Lychee. Like, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Burritos.
Oh, yes. One of the best things ever. Burritos.
Do you understand cheesy goodness and beans?
And this big flat bread wrapped around some delicious things.
Ben Franklin. He would have loved burritos.
He would have. I
think he really
that.
Enjoyed life.
Yeah.
All right. What's your next one?
Too. Glitter.
No, I call foul on that one. Because there would have been rocks with glittery type of...
But not like little tiny bits of things that you can throw around.
No? There would have been confetti, I think.
But it wouldn't have been sparkly. Look, I'm like totally like questioning myself now. I'm like, oh no, she's right. They could have...
Wait. Hey, Siri. When was glitter invented?
Thinking.
She's thinking.
Thinking.
Also another... premiered on Thursday, September 13th, 1984. Oh, no, it's talking about a movie. Glitter.
Oh, no.
They couldn't have envisioned Siri. But my next one is video games.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yep.
I can't even play the newfangled video games.
They're so confusing.
They're too confusing.
You need special controllers and, like, multiple limbs.
Please give me Super Mario Brothers or Tetris. I'm good.
The simple ones.
Centipede, yeah. That's my favorite.
Remember Pong?
Of course I do.
I remember playing Pong on my brother's computer.
In, like, 1980, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I remember my cousin who always, he was an only child. He always got everything he wanted. He had Atari before we did. And we would go over to his house and play Pong. And the little, like, you know, the 8-bit whatever cars that would race around a square track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was the height of technology at the time.
Oh, my gosh. And now we've got, like, you know, those goggles, whatever they're called.
The VR headsets?
Yeah. I'm scared of those.
Her face.
I am.
I'm scared of those.
I'm scared of those. Wii, remember the Wii?
I loved the Wii.
Yeah, me too.
And once there was a symbol. A symbol of the gods. It was black and white and round all over. And it's going to the dogs.
Woo!
Nice. I'm getting hot it. Too.
Can I get on the toilet too?
Can I make a toilet? Wait, did the forefathers have toilets?
Oh, well.
Yes. No, they wouldn't have had indoor plumbing. They would have had outhouses.
Well, wait. Back in England.
Chamber pots. And
they
outhouses.
Didn't they have plumbing in Rome, though?
Yes, but it was more of a generalized flow system. It wasn't like a,
right.
I'm pulling the toilet machine lever to make it go down.
Wow. They missed out on a lot of cool stuff.
All right, what was the last one you said before Quinn so rudely interrupted us?
Oh, Duraflame logs.
Duraflame logs.
Yeah, you just light them and they go. They're terrible. I hate them. They smell dirt evil. But
what are they made of? Compressed wood particles?
I think they're like, yeah, I think it's like wood shavings that are all compressed and then dipped in kerosene or some shit. I don't know, but they're bad news.
I find it a personal triumph. So all through the winter, I make fires, and winter in California is not such a big deal, but I like to make the fire, and I take pride in building my fire, lighting it, and watching it go. If I have to, like, stoke it or relight it or anything, I have failed that evening's fire starting.
Wow. So you have little
weird fire OCD challenges. ritual challenges. Yeah.
Good, good.
Okay. My next one. The U.S. highway system / cars.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
a
highway
big one.
System.
It's amazing. That's big.
I mean, that wasn't until, not Hoover, not FDR. The guy, World War II, dropped the bomb on...
Oh,
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower, yeah.
And they did it for the defense of this country. The highway system is so that they could get troops and bombs
where they needed to be.
Supplies where they needed to be.
Oh,
that's why he started it. It was a defense act.
Part of well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Very smart.
I watched whole documentaries. I don't know why, but I love road trips and the U.S. highway system.
It's pretty amazing.
All right. What's your next one?
The ozone. Again, space.
Space. That's but kind of a that's space very thing. Specific.
Yeah.
Remember in the 80s? The 80s? I need more drink. Remember in the 80s when the ozone layer had a giant hole in it?
Oh, yeah.
And we reversed that by stopping using hairspray?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
And all kinds of things. The regulations on emissions, smog checks, the whole nine yards.
Oh, smog checks.
Yeah, I gotta get our car smog checked.
I hate smog checks.
I do too.
But I understand.
But I'm really grateful for them.
Right.
Yeah, because I... You remember
I remember the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
In Southern California, you could barely breathe.
It's terrible.
It was like choking every day.
Yeah.
As a little kid. My next one. Oh, wait. Is it your turn?
No, it's your turn.
Public schools.
Ooh.
Whoop.
Yes.
Which came later with industrialization and the titans of industry saying, we need workers trained to show up on time, do what we tell them to do. Pay attention, focus, take their breaks when we tell them to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that.
Well, and public colleges came about after the Civil War, training people to be farmers.
Oh.
Or was that during? Oh, I can't remember. I want to say it was after the Civil War because there was all this new land. People were, I could be wrong.
Oh.
But anyway.
You're just talking out of your ass
now? I'm talking
now?
Out of my ass now. My next one is dinosaurs, but we already kind of talked about that. So the one after that. Oh, I forgot. Trash trucks.
Oh, landfills. Trash. Having people collect your trash.
Right. I mean, there used to be, like, in England, there were the ragmen and stuff.
Well,
that
in
would
cities,
come.
Yeah. But if you imagine the forefathers living on their plots of land or whatever.
They burned stuff. They composted. They didn't have trash.
They didn't have plastic packaging from grocery stores to worry about.
Right. Or sporks. Yeah.
Metal or otherwise. Okay, here's my last one.
Okay.
Marriage equality / gay marriage.
Oh, my God.
Which we couldn't have imagined 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
Exactly. Remember all the hoopla about, oh, no, no, we can't have gay marriage. Oh, my God.
Are people going to start marrying their animals?
Oh, my God. Nothing bad's happened.
No, only good things have happened.
Yeah, good things. There's more love in the world.
There are more families in the world. Do you have any more on your list?
I do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'll rapid fire. Chime in if you want to say anything about them. Fighter jets. We kind of already talked about
that. Right, flying.
Chemical warfare.
Ugh, that goes with the nuclear war, atomic bombs.
Rastafarianism.
You don't know, though, because a lot of those guys might have gone to colonial Jamaica.
Oh, maybe.
There were plantations there.
Yeah.
They might have known about the religions of the local people.
But didn't Rastafarianism come about with Haile Selassie?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
So, it wasn't around then, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think. Televangelism?
Oh, God. Tele-anythingism.
Yeah. Paying money to experience untouched nature. They lived in...
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They didn't have to travel or do anything to be in nature. They were like forest bathing every day at their house. Fuckers.
Jerks.
Vacuums, dishwashers, leaf blowers, and spray bottles.
Spray bottles?
Yeah. Psh, psh.
But weren't those, there are those little perfume bottles with little...
Atomizers.
Atomizer things?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Tick that one off, too. Antibiotics.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
The stock market. Wealth without real goods.
Oh, no, but that's what Alexander Hamilton kind of pioneered. He created the economy as we know it right now. He created this sort of, for the United States to get credit, it had to have debts. So he created this sort of like deficit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which didn't have any goods tied to it.
Huh.
So they might have understood the beginnings of that idea, but probably not in the bigger sense.
I'm just thinking of like wealthy people.
Who were just...
Without wealth, without having, you know, like, I mean, we used to be on the gold standard.
Right.
So there was something behind it. And now we just have this invisible money exchange.
Monopoly money, right.
Yeah. Which is weird. And Viagra.
Or birth control pills.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
What did they use? Like peach pits and God only knows what else.
Pork skins, maybe? Oh. Talk about DC statehood.
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Not Kimberly.
I'm not Kimberly.
Guys, did you know that? Her name is not Kimberly.
It's not. It's Kim. That's three it. Letters.
People call her Kimberly, and those people are wrong.
They're very wrong.
They're illegal? No, nobody's illegal.
No, their words are illegal.
The word is illegal because it's not your legal name. I made more drinks. I don't know if you can tell. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie is a mixologist, you guys.
You guys? Oh, my God. I'm rewatching Schitt's Creek. I watched, like, five of them last night.
Oh, my God.
David! Ew!
Ew! David!
David!
Ew!
I can't do it very well.
Oh my God, I love David so much.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
All right, DC statehood. We're getting buzzed and off topic.
But David.
But David.
David. Oh my God.
You know which one I watched? One of the ones I watched last night?
Which
one? When they were making the enchiladas.
Enchiladas!
Fold in the cheese. If you say fold in the cheese one more time.
What does folding even mean? What does that mean? Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, my God. Enchiladas.
Enchiladas. It's my mother's recipe.
We need to borrow your kitchen.
All right, DC statehood. So DC is currently a federal district. And in my mind, I liken that to this area where I live in the Los Angeles County is a county area. I don't live in a city here right. In this place. I live in a county area. So
DC means district.
District.
Of
it's a
Columbia.
Federal district that's under the direct jurisdiction of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 states, and I quote, The Congress shall have power to exercise exclusive legislation. Hold on, I have spit in my mouth.
Swallow.
Exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square. This is a key. As may, by session of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States. So, it can't exceed 10 miles, but there's nothing that says it can't be smaller. So, there is something called the Washington, D.C. Admission Act from 2017 that is proposing that they just carve out where those main federal buildings are. You put the White House in,
they're all pretty close together.
Federal Reserve, they're all really close together. They're all on one street.
We saw them. Mm-hmm. We walked to all of them, probably in one day, half a day, a couple hours.
So this Admission Act is saying,
just
pull the district, because we all understand why the forefathers thought to have a sort of neutral area.
Right. Which makes perfect sense. Yeah.
It's the seat of government.
It's very doable. It's very doable. Everything is really, really, really close together. And there aren't any, at least from what I could tell, there aren't any residential buildings, homes.
In that downtown area.
In that area. It's all businesses and federal buildings.
Right. Which leads to the reason why. So anyway, in 2016, the residents of D.C. voted overwhelmingly, 86% voted yes to D.C. statehood, in favor of it.
Right.
And their plan would make the mayor of D.C., whoever it is at the time, right now it's that Muriel something Bowser woman, that would make her the governor. And then they have, like, district representatives that would make them sort of the state assembly of this new state. There is currently a population of 706,000 people.
Oh, my God. That was my next question. That is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
To be unrepresented. And how many of these people?
A majority of them are African American.
There we go.
A vast majority of them are African American.
Uber driver called it Chocolate City.
Yeah. Which I've heard since then.
Yeah.
Since the year 2006, the UN Human Rights Committee has cited the U.S. every single year for denying the residents of D.C. their voting rights.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And in 2015, D.C. became a member of the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organization.
Wow. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. The UN, which is headquartered in the United States, is citing the United States for disenfranchising 706,000 of its citizens.
And most of those citizens, I would guess, serve the government in one form or another.
Yes.
They work in the buildings.
It's an ecosystem. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
And just for an example, in 2007, D.C. residents paid $20.4 billion in federal taxes and had no federal representation.
Oh, my God.
None. They have no representation in the federal government. They don't have
representatives. Wrong.
They don't have senators. And the District of Columbia, D.C., has more people than two other states that have senators and representatives and full representation.
Let me guess, Alaska?
No, it's like Wyoming and
Montana.
One of those. It's
North
one of
Dakota
those.
Or something.
Yeah,
one of those there. Red states
exactly.
That gets two senators, even though they have less people than the population of Los Angeles.
Exactly. I was explaining this to Doug last night. Statistically, the people of Wyoming have 3.6 times more representation than the people of California.
Yep.
So, since the forefathers could never have imagined or envisioned 50 fucking states.
Right.
Or the internet.
Right.
Do you think that they would have been okay with 706,000 people being taxed without representation? That was the whole fucking reason for the revolution.
Oh my God. When you boil it down like that.
Taxation without representation. So Bill Clinton in his second term put on all presidential vehicles a license plate frame that said taxation without representation in support of the residents of D.C. because he felt badly for them. They don't have representation in our government.
Wow.
They work for the people of the government. They cook and clean buildings, and they bus tables and all of it. No representation. They pay more federal taxes than, like, it was in the teens, like 13 or 14 other states that have representation.
Oh my God.
So then George W. Bush came into power. He got rid of these license plates that said taxation without representation. Barack Obama, in his second term, put them back.
Oh my gosh.
Trump left them because he said he didn't care. He didn't know.
He had not.
He's not smart enough to understand that these people had feelings or wanted to feel represented. Kim's being attacked with dog kisses right now.
And it's wonderful.
Vespa and Ziggy love dog kisses.
I saw you lick her business park.
And then kiss your face?
Right. Right. Yeah. That's why I wake up.
Vespa loves kissing Kim. She gets right up in there under her glasses. She's got her paw on her shoulder right now.
She licked my third eye, like, maniacally. It's all slimy now.
So anyway, Vespa, gosh. Since the beginning of our country, since the Capitol has been inhabited by humans, first of all, slaves that built the Capitol, yep, built the White House, built all the buildings down there, all of their descendants that live in the area, there has been this argument for D.C. statehood from the beginning of our country, from the very beginnings.
So why is it such a problem?
Because of the percentage of the people that live there that are African American and vote Democratic. Every major political party in this country supports DC statehood except the Republicans. They're right. The only ones. Libertarians, they're like, yes, they shouldn't be taxed without being represented. Green Party, yes. American Freedom Party, yes. Democratic Party, yes. You get to the Republicans, they say no.
No. They only want certain people to vote.
And they've made that abundantly clear.
I mean, glaringly clear.
They just have come out and said it.
Yeah. Oh my
God. So that's where we got to the topic of this evening.
How can we help DC?
I think we just keep beating the drum for statehood.
Just keep talking about it and talking about it.
What was it called? Inclusion Act? No. Oh, the Washington, D.C. Admission Act. So from what I was reading, there are several plans that have been in place since the beginning of our country. One of them is a recession back into either Maryland or Virginia, because that's where it was carved from. The district was carved from those two states. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, okay, carve out the federal area and give the rest of it back to one of the states. Let them have representation that way. So that's one plan. The other plan is, yes, let's keep that federal area, the hub, the center.
Right.
And give D.C. the representation that it deserves. And all we can do here is just keep beating that drum for them. I mean, if you really think about it, the whole premise that our country was founded on, this equality and freedom and mm-hmm. being represented, has never been true for the residents of D.C.
Never.
We have other territories around the world, the United States has, like Guam and Puerto Rico, for instance.
Right.
They don't pay federal taxes because they don't have representation. But the residents of D.C. pay federal taxes, even though they don't have representation.
Wow.
Something to chew on.
God. Why? Why?
Black people voting, Kim!
I know, and I don't... I've hit a point lately where I'm so frustrated with the stupids and the racists and the... I've lost patience. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too bad for me, because what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Except just it can motivate you to action.
And, well, yeah, talk about it.
But things are so ridiculous right now. Like Tucker Carlson.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous. Ted Cruz. Fucking ridiculous right now.
Right.
And why are these guys not being indicted for inciting an insurrection against the United States government?
Right.
And what the fuck are they doing in the government if they don't believe that it should be a thing? Like, just go away. If you're not here to serve the people that pay your money, pay your salary, go away.
They're here for the money. They're here for the greed. They're here because of Citizens United and all the big freaking donations they get from the businesses they talk shit about. It's all about greed. Greed, 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 greed. They don't give a fuck about...
Did you see Ted Cruz's tweet the other day about corporate America being woke?
Yeah, I read it like three times. I was like, this is just,
I have to read this on the air.
This is like
ridiculous.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's ridiculous. Hold on.
Okay.
To America's Watch Me Woke It Up CEOs, I say, when the time comes that you need help with a tax break or a regulatory change, I hope the Democrats take your calls, because we may not. Starting now, we won't take your money either. So he's he just admitted to bribery, pay for play, we'll do whatever you want as long as you give us money.
And he can admit to it because everyone's desensitized to it. It's become the norm.
Trump made everything illegal okay because he just did it, because he was president.
Right. And everybody let him get away with it.
Right. So they can get away with anything. They can get away with an insurrection against the United States government.
But they're so short-sighted. These people are not smart. So all these big corporations know that there is an end game to this kind of crap. Like, you can do this to a point, but once you have...
There's a tipping point.
And once the regular American is unable to buy your goods, nobody's going to want anything to do with you anymore. Hmm. Once your stock starts to tank because nobody can purchase your goods.
You can unregulate everything you want, but nobody's going to buy your shit.
It's not going to make a difference because you're not part of a healthy economy anymore, because there is no healthy economy.
Right.
And from the get-go, I've been saying this. Like, what are these people doing? They're destroying a system that maintains their wealth.
They don't care. The wealthy stay wealthy. They got the only thing Trump did in 4 years, well, I mean, the only thing in their minds that's good is that tax cut for the rich guys.
Right, which
that's all they cared
damaged
about.
The economy.
Right.
And then there was a pandemic that he mismanaged. That's anyway.
They care about wealthy people, their wealthy donors, their whole ecosystem.
But it's going to shrink and shrink.
You and I
shrink.
Know that. People know that.
They're going to implode.
They're going to get as much as they can while they can.
They're already starting to implode.
You had the idea a couple years ago that this had something to do with the end of the world. Do you remember that? You said that.
Oh, with like global warming and destroying the earth.
Right. But in the context of all these rich guys trying to get richer and screw the rest of us. Like, they were trying to get as much as they could before the end of the world. And I didn't...
Right.
I didn't quite align with that. But now I'm seeing it more as, like, they're going to get as much as they can while they can until we, the people, go, hey, Citizens United's really fucked up.
Right. Until
these super PACs are fucked up. Right. So they're trying to get as much as they can while they still can.
Right.
That's my opinion.
But I don't think any of it's sustainable.
No.
And it's
capitalism isn't sustainable if you really break it down.
Right. It's a very
resources are not infinite, people. How many fucking plastic things do we need?
Right, exactly. And that's what keeps oil going. I mean, yeah, we'll have electric cars and all that other stuff, but we'll have plastic coming out of our wahoo-haws. None of it, all of it is so short-sighted. Mm-hmm. I mean, back to the whole pandemic thing where, you know, Trump and his lackeys were, oh, no, it's a hoax. It's a Democratic hoax. It's going to be over by Easter, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, who are the ones that are getting sick and dying?
And who are profiting? Who are the ones profiting?
And who are the ones profiting? So what they're doing is they're, and I'm not happy about saying this. There's no joy in this whatsoever for me. They are killing their base. They're sacrificing their base for business. And they're desperately trying to find a way to maintain control while they're doing this.
Right. Hence all of the voter restriction laws.
But they're,
and the extra racism that they've sprinkled on top.
Right. They're desperately trying to maintain control. It's not going to work. It just won't. Enough people see through this. Mm-hmm. Enough people know better. Mm-hmm. Enough people are angry. They have ostracized so many folks already that their base is dwindling. And that's why I think that all these QAnon loons have dug their heels in so deeply instead of, like, you know, kind waking of up. Waffling back to the
right.
traditional
conservatism,
right,
yeah.
blah, 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 you know, because this base will support them no matter what. And this base will do anything for them, anything, including not getting a vaccine,
not wearing a mask
and not wearing a mask in a time where variants are like going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wipe them out. I truly believe that. It's sad.
Point of reference, California, which has mask mandates and, you know, shutdowns and
mm-hmm.
people who believe in science. We've had zero deaths for 3 days in a row.
I know.
We have the lowest positivity rate in the country right now mm-hmm. because our governor fucking went to work.
Right.
And we all complied. Kim and I on our trip through the country, fucking Arizona, man.
Woo, Nelly. Blech. This big cesspool of freaking coronavirus.
I would say maybe half the people we saw in Arizona were wearing the masks. And it would be like a married couple walking down the street holding hands, and the woman would have a mask on and the man wouldn't. That kind of thing. Walk into a store, most people weren't wearing masks, things like that.
Right.
The results are there, people. The results are there.
The New York Times today had an article about herd immunity. Did you see it?
I didn't see that, but people have been talking about that, about California, because we had such a spike.
So what they're saying is that it looks like we're not going to hit herd immunity in the United States.
Right, that we could be dealing with this for a really long time, all the variants.
This is just going to keep cycling
through
the country, and we're going to have to deal with it because these people won't get their freaking vaccines. Because, shedding, right? Have you heard about shedding?
I've heard of this,
yeah,
yes.
So you get your vaccine, and then what happens is, according to the weirdos, sorry.
She wanted to say something way worse.
This is just nutty banana nonsense. Because you can shed the virus onto other people and get them sick after you've had the vaccine. There's no science behind this whatsoever.
No cases of this whatsoever.
Bullshit. What else? The chip. We all know about the chip. Which is another bunch of bullshit. Like, we have phones in our pockets all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, they don't need to put a chip in us.
Mm-mm.
They harvest our information constantly.
You're on Facebook all day. They know where you are.
They know where you are. They know what you look at. They know what you buy. They know every fucking thing about you already. it's just, you know, God will keep me safe from the virus.
Right.
God will protect me.
Right.
Because God created science. That's how he's protecting you, guys.
Right.
Just saying. But it's lunacy.
Yeah, I mean, you know how I feel about religion, though. If somebody believes in God, then they're talking to an invisible man in the sky.
They've already kind of, like, drifted away from the whole logic thing.
But if we're talking to them like we would a child, like, or someone who is in a delusional state, like, you go along to get along. You go along, you say, well, your God created vaccines. Your God created hypodermic needles. Your God created colleges where people could go to school and learn science, right?
Microscopes and antibiotics and... Anyway, it feels like the folks that are really going to dig their heels in and be anti-vaxxers and buy into all of the conspiracy theories and wacky ass bullshit, they're playing Russian roulette with fucking Darwin, if you ask me.
Well, and not only that though, but they're playing Russian roulette with the rest of us, because you can still get COVID if you've had the vaccine.
Right. Yep.
It may not be as serious, but, like, fuck those people. We live in a society, a social community.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of each other, which is part of the function of the government.
Some of us
A.
do.
B, yeah. If we're all living in a community together, it's a crime not to take care of each other. It's a crime to hurt somebody else.
Right. Yeah.
Why shouldn't... I mean... I hate shots. I hate needles. I don't like vaccines.
Right.
Nobody does.
Nobody wants a colonoscopy either.
No.
Nope.
You think we want mammograms? Hell no.
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 You want a proctology exam, guys?
Apparently, huh? I've heard from my male friends in their 50s that they don't really
they don't do that anymore.
Do that anymore.
Too
but
bad.
Because we still have to get stuff up our yoo-ha. Hoo-ha, yoo-ha. Hoo-ha! Get the fucking vaccine. It doesn't hurt.
Just do it. It takes a couple seconds.
It's not scary.
A big deal. And there's no chip, and there's no shedding, and there's no weird things. Your arm's not going to fall off. Blah, 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 blah.
I want to go to the fucking movies. So can you guys go get a vaccine?
Oh, God.
We may not have movie theaters left.
Oh, no.
Wait,
that's gotta happen.
We got way off topic.
We did, didn't we?
We did.
Oh, my gosh. We're on to the... Oh.
What hour are we on? Jesus.
I don't even know.
Holy butts, it's 8 o'clock. Okay.
It's almost our bedtime.
It's my bedtime.
I'm starting to get tired, Cass.
No, I don't go to bed till like 2 a.m.
You're...
Final thoughts, Kimmy. I mean, infinite loopy thoughts, Kimmy.
Get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
Vaccine the get, vaccine the get, vaccine the
yes,
get.
Yes, 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 yes. Please.
My final thought is, I love Washington, D.C. I love everyone in Washington, D.C., except Mitch McConnell. And I will support D.C. statehood. No taxation without representation. You don't want to give them representation? Then they don't have to pay your fucking $40.2 billion in federal taxes. How about that?
Like
Republicans.
It. Love it.
Final thought. All right.
Blammo.
Blammo?
Blammo. Oh.
Plammo?
Plammo. What am I supposed to say? Oh.
Oh!
Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production, and you can find us where all great podcasts are casted. Don't forget to subscribe.
How did you remember all
and
that?
And check out our website, curiopodcast.org.
She is good. You are good.
I listen to it all the time.
No, same, but I couldn't remember that right now. I've got some sort of weird Cassie Mojito in my body.